Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Tell somebody you'll escape death. You will not die. Oh, put your hands together. Hold on. You know, I'm expecting many miracles. Amen. Because I believe that miracles should be normal for a Christian. Ask your neighbor, are you a believer? Are you a believer? What did he say? He said, yes, you are a believer. Then you should see miracles. Hallelujah. You should see miracles happening all the time. You know, as Christians, we are trying to be like Jesus. Is that not the case? That's why we are called Christians. We are followers of Christ. And we are trying to be patient. How many have stopped insulting people openly? Maybe in your head, but openly. You have stopped openly. Okay. How many are trying to pray more? Comfort, you are trying to pray more. Are you not? You are trying to pray more. How many are also trying to forgive all the wicked against you? Oh. So we are trying to become more and more like Jesus. But there's one thing that Jesus did, which we have to also add it to what we are copying, and that is, he was a man of miracles. You know, maybe next week or next 2 weeks, I'll come to look at the miracles of Jesus. But he was a man of miracles. I mean, every kind of miracle, all sorts. They were normal. I mean, when Jesus was there, that's why when there was a wedding and Jesus was there and the wine got finished, Mary wasn't worried at all. She said, Jesus is here. Just relax. He's here. And the groom was like, hey, Charlie, this thing has finished too early. If you finish near the end, then we all go home. But I finished at the middle and we can't leave and go home like that. But Jesus was there. Hallelujah. And at a wedding, not at a church service, not at any Christian gathering, but a wedding for enjoyment. Ask him, when are you getting married, by the way? Ask him, when are you getting married? Don't call names. You're calling Adele. Gabby. So, listen. So this is not my message. This is just something to think about. How did Jesus think? Mark chapter 9. How did Jesus think? Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus said, with men, it is impossible. Are you here this morning? This is the foundation for all miracles. This is the reason why something called a miracle will happen. Because a miracle is impossible. Amen. It should not happen. A miracle is impossible. And then Jesus said, it's true. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. I didn't hear an amen.
Amen.
So, how was Jesus thinking? Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 a man came to Jesus with his son, and he said, an evil spirit has oppressed and attacked my son, and is always harassing him. Verse 22. The spirit, are you listening? The spirit often throws him into a fire or into water to kill him. Then he said, this is where we are. This is the reason why we need miracles. If you can do anything, oh, I'm glad somebody felt it. If you can do, how many have been there before? Charlie, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And there's a problem. It's not a small problem. It's a big problem. I don't know what to do. Then, you see, this man had somebody to ask. You have no one to ask. But the question you want to ask is, if anybody can help me, if anybody can help me, please have pity on us and help us. I don't understand the question. It's like, I have school fees, I have rent, I have light bill, I have petrol bill, I have some other thing to do, and medical bills, thank you. If anybody can help, help. And he's saying, have pity. How do you say have pity in tree? Homi mobo. Oh, tell me about homi mobo. Have pity on me. I need help. And I like verse 23. And Jesus said to him, why do you say if you can? Are you getting me? Why? You see, he said, you are asking for help. You know, look at your neighbor. You are not Jesus. Because if I ask for help, you have to add if you can. Because your neighbor can't do everything. Do you understand? Your neighbor, look, test your neighbor. Ask for 100 CDs from your neighbor. Check your neighbor. Ask quickly before they ask you. Ask quickly before they ask you. The one who asked first has asked. You asked first. He didn't mind you. No. When you ask your neighbor, some of the things you are asking is not possible. It's not possible. I mean, to go and ask Gabby for 100 CDs. Oh, no, no, no. I don't think it will work. Will it work? At all. You know, try and see. She was asking you. No, it will not work. So, that's what Jesus said in chapter 10. With men, it is impossible. Hallelujah. But not with God. So when they asked Jesus, if you can, then Jesus said, when are you here? When you are dealing with me, not me, but this is Jesus talking. When you are dealing with Jesus, he said, don't add if you can. Hallelujah. He was asking, why do you say if you can? I mean, why are you asking me? You're asking for, I mean, let's find a comparison. Adele is asking me, if I can, I should give her 10 CDs. Ah, how? Like, she's insulting me. You know, she's insulting me. If I can, I should give her 10 CDs. I mean, how? How? If I can. What? Ponder for me. How? If I can. I mean, 10 CDs. 10 CDs. No, no, no. William, what should I do to her? After church, we'll ponder. Yes. Gabby, after church, we'll ponder. If I can. 10 CDs. No, 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 no. That, Barbara, 10 CDs. If I can. How? How? Do you think I can? Are you? Do you think I more than that? More than that. So, Jesus said, are you listening? When you are asking Jesus, I don't know who you ask when you need things. Ask your neighbor, who do you ask? No, please turn and hold the neighbor's shirt. Hold their shirt, hold their dress. Turn around, ask him, who do you ask? when you need things. If you're asking Adele, you're in trouble. Now, you may need to pray about it. If you are asking some people, but if you are asking Jesus, he says, why do you say if you can? Hallelujah. May that be our mind this week. Amen. Because I believe that miracles are our necessary inheritance. Hallelujah. Miracles. They are a necessary. Look, are they not necessary? Are they not necessary? If you don't have miracles, it means you are suffering. Amen. If you don't have miracles in your life, you don't have miracle happening in your life, it means that your life is very bitter and hard, because you alone are carrying all the burdens, all the challenges. And what will happen is that many things that should happen in your life will not happen. Amen. The things you should have by now, you will not have. You'll be living in a place where by now you should have moved out. You're not minding me again. You'll be eating a food by now you should have gone past it. How many are eating 1 man 1,000? Do you know 1 man 1,000? Once I went to Akosombo when Ashon was in secondary school, long ago. And then we were driving there. Then I saw people selling something. I said, what is this? So this is 1 man 1,000. I said, I've not seen some before. No, I've not seen some before. 1 man 1,000. So I stopped and bought it in their bags. It's not bad at all. But we have stopped eating it. By now. Maybe for dessert or for happiness or like a snack. You just chew it. Yeah. But not as the main meat in your food. It's just for happiness. When you get some, bring some to me for happiness. Amen. What I'm saying this morning is, if there is no miracle in your life, you are carrying a burden that is far bigger than you should carry. Ezra, I'm happy to see you. Clap for him. I'm happy to see him in church. Yes. If you are clapping, clap well, or don't clap. This half and half. I don't like, yes. He's my dancing star. I'm waiting for him to come and dance again. Yes. I've not forgotten at all. I've not left it at all. He'll dance. As for dance, he will dance. Amen. Are you listening to me? If there is no miracle in your life, you are suffering more than necessary. There is a suffering in this world. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. So there is some trouble we should expect to happen to us just because you are born in Ghana, in Africa, in the world, 2026. That is, if you're in America, it will be easier for you. You'll be buying hot dogs and hamburgers, and you'll be driving. Oh, it's not true. If you're in America by now, you'll not be sitting. This will be, air conditioning will be normal. You'll be driving, even a bus driver will drive a car. Yeah, so in America it's a different, but you're in Ghana. Yeah, you're in Kumasi. Yeah, you're Pumasi. Yeah, you are here. Open the door, look outside. This is where we are. When the rain comes, the mud, we are here. This is where we are. Yeah. This is that is the normal hardship of being here in this world. Amen. But if you don't have miracles, it means even that hardship is worse. Is harder and more difficult. Is it difficulter? Yes. More difficult. Yes. It means that you are carrying a burden that you should not carry, but you are carrying it. That's a miracle. That's a lack of miracles. It means you are stressed to a point where you should not be stressed. It means, you know, Reverend William was talking about his testimony as he was going to, he was thinking about the petrol. But he didn't stop. He still came and he still went home. Yeah. If you had no hope, you'd have left the car D at home and not come to church. And then you ring and say, I'm sorry, I couldn't come. Why? There was a problem somewhere. You just explain with some vague explanation that I couldn't come. But when you are believing that I need to go, then you just go. Amen. And so this morning, I want everyone here. Are you listening? Are you listening? I want everyone here to say, I expect a miracle. You didn't say it well. Some of you didn't say it well. Stand up and go to somebody and tell the person, you, I don't know about you. I don't know how much money. I don't know where your situation. I don't know how things are. But I expect a miracle. I need a miracle. I need a miracle. Linda, I need a miracle. And without a miracle, I'm suffering. Are you suffering?
Yes.
Are you struggling?
Yes.
How many are saying Ghana is hard? You are saying Ghana is hard. No, 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 no. Ghana is not hard. It's you. Ghana is not hard. It's you who are suffering. When you read, look at the papers, people are building houses, walking, go to the airport, go to Golden Tooth, look at the houses. Tell somebody, Ghana is not hard. It's you. You are suffering. You say, there's no money. It's not, it's unto you. It's you. Amen. That is why this morning, I want everybody to have in your heart, Kyra, have in your heart a desire. I need a miracle. I need a miracle. I'm sorry. Not a miracle. Miracles. I don't need one miracle. One miracle is only one chicken. What about tomorrow? What about next week? One miracle, the petrol has come for Friday, Wednesday. What about Friday? What about Monday? I'm going to work. One miracle is not enough. I'm very serious. I need, because I was here on Friday when I saw 3 TVs have lines. I said, oh no, Lord. I said, no, Lord. Lord, you can't do this to me. You can't do this to me, Lord. It cannot end like this. It must change. And I don't know how. I said, put it off. Don't let me see my trouble. They will try again. And when we tried again, there was no light. They were not, they couldn't believe it. I said, yes. No, no, no. There must be miracles in our lives. Lift your hand this morning and say a quick prayer. Lord, I need a miracle. Shabakatai. Pray. Just a short 1 minute. I need a miracle. I need financial miracle. I need a spiritual miracle. I need money for rent. I need money to buy clothes and shoes. I need money to pay for a water bill and light bill. Lord, I need a miracle in my house. I need healing. I need a breakthrough. I've looked for a job. I've looked for a job for 5, 6, 10, 12, 18 months. I've been looking, applying. I'm trying to get a car. I'm trying to change my phone. I'm trying to do something in my life. I'm trying to improve my finances. Oh God, I've tried for a long time and it has not worked. And I've been just the same person, struggling under pressure, always stressed, always tense. But Lord, this morning, I need a miracle. This week, oh, but lift your voice. Say, Lord, this week, by Sunday, let something strange that we cannot explain, let it happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, let something fantastic, something that when men look at me, they will say, hey, what is this? Let something unusual happen to me this week, starting today, Sunday, and by next week, Saturday, I will see something strange. It will happen in my life. Be it a financial miracle, be it a social miracle, be it an academic miracle, be it a healing miracle, be it a provision, be it a supply, be it a deliverance, be it an escape, be it any kind of situation. Lord, meet me and take me out of it and set me in a good place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bakere yanda. Basindede kataya. Let somebody be surprised. Let somebody be shocked at what is happening in front of his eyes. Let somebody who was expecting to walk be driven. Let somebody who was expecting not to go find that he is there and the means have appeared. Let somebody who was counting pennies suddenly see thousands by no excuse, no reason. Let there be a great intervention, oh God. Let there be a great intervention. Let something that even parents, even workers, working people cannot explain, because God is doing something new in our time and in our place. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. Put your hands together and you may be seated. My preaching is almost over, but I'm just starting. Miracles. Number one, a miracle points to God. If there is a God, there'll be a miracle. That's all. If there is God, there'll be a miracle. If there is no God, then it's no problem. Manage. If there is no God, then it's not a problem. Just go, Edith. Just go as you are. Manage. Just manage. Manage to find money. Manage to live. Manage. If there is no God. But if there is a God, there will be miracles. Exodus chapter 8. You know, when Moses was bringing the Israelites out of Egypt, he came to Pharaoh and God gave him some miracles to do. He had a stick, and when he threw it down, it became a snake. And when he held them, not the snake that almost bit Godfrey, not, it's a different snake. But when he held the tail, it became a stick again. And then he did miracles. He turned the water into blood. Then he did other things. If you remember, I said there are also lying miracles. If you remember, you have forgotten. I'll remind you later on. False prophets. There are many lying miracles. Amen. So one has to be aware of that. And there are many times when these things, they imitate and they try to copy what God is doing just to lead you astray. That's their aim, to lead you astray. So Moses did some miracles. Verse 16. Chapter 8, verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Verse 18. Give me the ERV, verse 18. And the magicians used their magic and tried to do the same thing. But the magicians could not make lice come from the dust. Amen. Go back to the King James. Verse 19. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. This is the finger of God. Yeah, this one. No, no, you see, you are clapping, clap well. I want you to understand something. Where there is no miracle, we are just human beings struggling and managing our affairs, trying to live on 700 cedis in 1 month. It means some days you will fast. Yeah, and some days you eat bread or you eat what? Gary? What's that? 010. That means only lunch. Only lunch. Or 001. Or only dinner. Is there 000? No, no. Wait, wait. One day, somebody called somebody and asked him, why did you come to church on a Sunday? He called him. And the person said, I couldn't come. The voice. And they asked him, why couldn't you come? He said, I've not eaten. On Sunday morning, you have not eaten. It's not a problem. Because it's normal. Sunday morning, we all have eaten. They said, since Friday. Since Friday. Yeah. I've not eaten. Since Friday. At once, they fired some money to him. Go and eat now. And then we'll talk about it later. No, no, it's not. Look, it's not easy. Among men, it's hard. That is why some things, when they happen to you, knowing where you are coming from, knowing your bank balance, I mean, if you know your bank balance is 0.3, and then you go and check again, then it's 170. Something has happened. Something has happened. Don't say, oh, it's normal. It's a mistake. It's not a mistake. If you send somebody money by mistake, won't you call him to bring the money back? Yes. You will start to get the money back if it's a mistake. I mean, mistakes are to be corrected. So I'll correct it. But when you are there and then you see that money has come from nowhere, then after waiting a few minutes for a call that, please bring my money back, nobody has come. It's a miracle. This is the finger of God. Hallelujah. There is God. Oh, you're not clapping. There is God. Amen. No, I want, you know, because we are Christians, but many of us forget about Jesus Christ. Many of us forget about God. Many of us, you know, that's why they had to say, not by might or by power. Zechariah had to make that statement. Because many people are working by might and by power. Many are trying to use strength to finish what they are doing. Look, if you are a student and you are trying to learn by strength, let me tell you something, you will not do well. There's a key to passing exams. It's called PASCO. Yeah, PASCO is not strength. It is what has happened before. There's nothing new under the sun. That which has been, which will be again. The question they asked 1972, they will ask it again. That's all. Just answer those questions 1972, and then you'll be okay. Yeah. Ask 73, 74, 75. Same. Yeah, ask them all. It will come. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I'm telling you, what are miracles? They are to remind you that God is. Sometimes you are forgotten. You are just roaming around that we are forgotten that there are miracles. And you are just managing and living and just going by yourself. No. I want you, starting today, to be always mindful that God is there. Amen. And that a miracle is a sign of God's power. Hallelujah. And sometimes God also does, you know, maybe we'll find time, but God prepares things for miracles. He will, like Moses and Pharaoh. God said, I have made Pharaoh's heart, I've made it hard so that he'll be stubborn, so I can find somebody to squeeze him and show my power. I need a place to show my power. Oh, you don't know. One day, a certain pastor was getting married and she didn't have any money. Then she went and told her senior pastor that, I'm getting married. And the man said, thank God. He said, Charlie, in my church, I have not had a chance to show my power. So as you're going to marry now, it's my chance to show my power. Do you know what he did? He killed a cow. Yeah, he killed a cow. He said, bring a cow, kill the cow and bring the meat. We will chew meat. Why? I want to show my power. I have cattle. Do you know I have cattle? You don't know I have cattle. So this is my chance to show my power that I have cattle. Normal days you don't kill a cow. I need an occasion where I can justify, take a cow, cut the head off, break up the body into meat, and then we eat meat until we are satisfied. Tell somebody, I have to show my power. Yeah, and if nobody asks you for help, you can't show your power. Amen. So God too must show his power. Amen. So when there is a situation where you are in trouble, I want to tell you that sometimes that is a chance that God is waiting to make something happen. Then you will say, this is the finger of God. But if you are just in your trouble quietly, and sometimes you're in your trouble, like this guy in his trouble, he went to lie down on his bed for 3 days. Lying on his bed, he had nowhere to go. He had nobody. No, tell somebody too, if you are also in trouble and you don't know where to go, it's your fault. Tell your neighbor, if you are in trouble. No, hold your neighbor's dress. Hold their dress. Please, hold your neighbor's dress. Here we do that. Hold their dress. Linda, hold their dress. And tell them, if you are in trouble and you don't know where to go, it's your fault. Because you must have a place to go. You must have somebody to call. One of my friends, he was saying that he needed $20,000. Do you know $20,000? You don't know. $20,000 is how many thousand cedis? 220,000 cedis. He said he needed $20,000 to clear some things that had arrived too early at the ports. And he couldn't, if you don't clear it, they'll start, interest and charges. He said, hey, the thing has come too early. I need $20,000 to go and clear it. And he didn't have it. It was waiting, like it would come later. He said, oh God, what am I going to do? Then God said, call this person. The Lord gave him two names, two people to call. One, his father-in-law. And then two, somebody else. God said, call them and tell them, I need this. And he said, my father-in-law, me and him, we are not like that. Do you understand? We are not like that. We are not like that. But God said, call your father-in-law and call another person. So he took his phone and you see, it's faith and obedience. Because when God has spoken to you, you will say, me and him, we are not like that. I don't know how, go to my father-in-law. Hey! He will say that I can't care for his daughter again. He's coming for his daughter again. Come for his daughter because you're asking for money. Is my daughter eating? Hey, bring her back. So he said he called his father-in-law that I have this issue. Some goods have come too early at the port and I need to clear it. And he said, I don't know his financial dealings because has he got $5,000 to give? I don't know. Not all can do it. But see, the Lord said, call this man. So he just took his phone and called the man, his father-in-law. Then man said, I need $5,000. Hey, I need $20,000. So when he called the man, he said he was shocked. The man didn't quarrel. He didn't argue. He said, oh, well, I can do five. I can do 5,000. So he had 5,000. Then the Lord had given him two names. So he called the second person and he said, Charlie, alarm blow. I need $20,000 to clear some goods that have come too early. And the friend said, I can't do 20. I can do 15. Wow. I can't do 20. I can't do 10. Charlie, oh, I can't do 20. I can do 15. Are you here? So this is the finger of God. This is because it happened. And you see, it's not like we are looking for trouble. It just happened. We are in trouble all the time. But pray, we forget God. Are you here this morning? You're not minding me again. We forget God. And God will answer you somehow. I want you, tell anybody, look, in your trouble. Tell anybody, in your trouble. In your trouble, remember God. And God will often send you to a man. Often. But that's another discussion will come later on. Hallelujah. So, miracle number one is that it is a reminder that God is. God is. Hallelujah. God is. God is there. Amen. Oh, I said amen. God is there. God is working on our behalf. God is on our side. God is there watching over us. You may be alone in the night. You're asleep in the room. Then you hear some crow, 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 crow. Hey, what is that? Don't be afraid. Where? God is there. Amen. God is there. What did the people say? This is the finger of God. May you see the finger of God in your life. Amen. This week. I said this week, Shabbat, this week, between today and Saturday, may you see something that is, you can't explain it. I said, may you see something you can't explain. Some money will appear from somewhere. Some deliverance will come. Some contract will come. Some money will come. Sit down. Many years ago, I was going to buy a house. Yeah, I was going to buy a house because somebody had just come to tell us that there's a house for sale. And because she was my auntie in the church, she was a grown-up, and I was younger at that time, I couldn't say no. So out of respect, I followed her to see the house. Then it was a good house. It was for sale. Then she said, buy it. So I went to consult other pastors to come and see their house. What do you think? They said, oh, it's a good house. Buy it. I said, I don't have money. I mean, the house is, let's say, 100 million. I don't have money at all, nothing. I was going to pay rent. That means like 5 or something. And the man said, buy it. So I agreed to buy it because of advice. When I agreed to buy it, within two weeks of agreeing to buy it, my wife was working at animal research. Then some Canadians or some Americans, I don't know who they are, they just came to give her a contract to do some research for them, and they gave her some money. I have not seen some before. And that money paid for half the house in 2 weeks. Half. Look, God will send it to you. Amen. And I said, this one is the finger of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, miracles. Acts chapter 8. Why you should have miracles in your life. Acts chapter 8, verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip speak, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Miracles. Hallelujah. What's the result? Verse 8. And there was great joy in the city. Look, you'll be happy. I said you'll be happy. You'll be laughing. You'll be walking with a light spring in your feet because you have seen a miracle. When a miracle happens to you, I mean, this morning, Reverend William had to make you smile by force. Because you are not smiling. As you are sitting down, you are looking at your troubles. You are looking at assignment, homework, things coming. As you are sitting here, take your neighbor's temperature. It's above normal. Take your hand and check your neighbor's temperature. Oh, check your neighbor's temperature. You find that it's above normal. It's stress and heat inside the person. It's boiling. Look, some people, when they leave this place, Where they are going, there's a fire waiting for them. Yeah. Somebody can be sitting here coolly smiling, but what he's going to meet? No, it's a different story. Yeah, it's not everybody is enjoying life as you think they are. Amen. Amen. But when they look at Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Miracles. Oh, you must have a miracle in your life. Amen. There must be something to make you happy. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A miracle. When it happens to you, you'll be happy. It will take away your sadness, take away the stress, take away the pressure, take away all the uncertainty, whatever is worrying you, whatever it is that is on you as a pressure, when a miracle happens, it's gone. It's gone. And then you are free. You are free. I wrote an exam once, I think it was second year. That exam, honestly, I forgot that it was coming. I forgot. I don't know how I forgot, but I forgot. How many have forgotten before? An exam is coming. Okay, I forgot. Not that I forgot. Crah. So I got there. Then the man said, okay, get ready. I said, get ready for what? So, oh, the exam. I said, which exam? Just, don't you know? I said, no. He said, well, it has come. So I sat in the room for an exam. I was totally, you see, learning and forgetting is different from not learning. From not learning, they are very different things. Even to revise will bring something. But to not revise, and you know, class things, notes, you pack them under your bed until, for the future reference. So you pack the notes under your bed until later. Don't copy me. But I passed the exams though. I said, this thing, I'm about to fail. No, I'm about to fail because clearly I don't know what is coming to ask. So we sat down and we wrote the exam. And clearly I was going to fail. Oh, no doubt about it. I was going to fail. I said, Lord, please, I beg you, help me. This one, dear Lord, help me. And do you know what happened? I got a D. It's a miracle. It's a real miracle. Because I should have gotten an F. As for A, there's out. A is a super miracle. But the D I got, I was so happy. I didn't get, D is very good. A, you know. And, not failing, D, not E. D is very good. You know, those are the... D, no, it's good. I don't know these people. They are making their marking scheme very wild. No, D is very good. For somebody expecting F. Not E. And I get a D. Nah. It's a miracle. There was great joy in my heart. Yeah, there was great joy in my heart. This morning, listen, some of us, you see, you don't smile, you don't laugh, you are always serious, you are always thinking. No, I'm very serious about it. There are people like that. They are always, as they are walking, they are thinking, tomorrow, what are we going to eat? As they are going, they say, the landlord is telling me that end of the month is the bill, and today is 27th or 26th. Yeah, and it's 20, end of the month is 4 days away. And as they are walking, they are always thinking. And that thinking, it has the power to steal your joy. That always under constant pressure, always wondering, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to manage? It's like, hey, they are always, my family, they're all buying. Everybody has land. I don't have land. Everybody has, I don't have. As you're walking on, then your phone has just died. What am I going to do? When a miracle happens, there's great joy. When the TVs all the lights, look, the lines, one was up there, one was here, and one was here. When all the lines disappeared, I tell you, my heart, I said my heart was so happy that I have been saved buying, because as I called the man, I said, Lord, please, not this time. Not this time. Not this time. Amen. How many want to have great joy? I want to pray for you that my prayer is not that you have a miracle. No, I don't do miracles. I don't have the power to share miracles. No. My prayer is you will expect a miracle. May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord touch your hearts. May the Lord stir you wherever you are sitting, wherever you are standing. May the Lord cause you to lift your eyes to heaven. May you not be disturbed by what is happening around you. May you not be worried by the economy, the situation, whatever it is, your salary, your take home pay. No. May all those things begin to become irrelevant. Have no meaning any longer before your face. But may you remember God. Shabakataya. May you remember God. When you are in trouble and you see an armed robber coming with a knife and a cutlass, may you remember God. that God is has the power to deliver. Listen, one of our friends, I'm telling you, one of our friends, he was walking, not my friend, my friend's friend. He was walking in the night carrying a laptop. Tell somebody that's a very foolish thing to do. Tell somebody it's a foolish thing to do. Walking in the night carrying a laptop is a foolish thing to do. But he did it. He was walking in the night somewhere carrying his laptop. Then somebody met him. And the person pulled a knife and said, bring your laptop. That laptop was his everything. What do you say? His everything, his project and his notes, everything was inside. And the guy said, bring your laptop. He said, as he stood there alone with the guy, and he can't run. He's not very strong like some of people are. As he stood there, and the man was looking at him, bring your laptop. He said, oh God. You know this laptop. I can't lose it. What should I do? And then the Holy Spirit said, speak in tongues. So he said, Shabakataya. Then the thief said, hey, what's that? Bring the laptop. Then he said, Shimbakataya. Then the thief said, hey, what is this? Bring the laptop. Then the thief brought the knife out. Bring the laptop. Then he said, Shandanabikitaya. The thief looked at him. He said, you are strange. Then he left him and went away. You are strange. He said, no, you are weird. You are weird. Look. You see, as you are going, there's fear, but there's joy. I have saved my life. May God deliver you by a miracle. By a miracle. You will not cry a certain cry from today onwards. A certain pain. A certain stress, a certain kind of pressure, you will not have it in your life in the name of Jesus. But you'll be released. You'll be filled with joy by the power. This is the finger of God. This is the finger of God. May that finger of God be active and be working in your life, that you will see that God is alive and God is well. And you will have a testimony to come and share this week about a miracle. What kind of miracle? Different kinds of miracles, but a miracle that only God can explain. Put your hands together and stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, the Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it. To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.